The storm had already passed, so I was surprised to hear a loud crack and then an imposing thump outside. Walking to my front yard, I noticed an enormous branch had fallen off a white oak tree and crashed to the ground. This massive tree had been growing quietly in my yard for many years. With a 4-foot diameter trunk and a crown spanning more than 100 feet, it looks both ancient and majestic, but I rarely pay it much attention. I feel a bit guilty neglecting this grand old oak, because every year the tree consistently provides countless environmental benefits. It helps me feed and shelter wildlife, improves the atmosphere, and enriches the soil. White oak acorns are very palatable, and our local animals know it. Mammals like bears, raccoons, and squirrels, birds including ducks, turkeys, and woodpeckers, and many insects all relish the oak's bounty. In 2007, our listening area experienced what is known as a mast year. This occurs periodically when all the trees in a region produce an overabundance of nuts. And 7 years ago, it was the largest we have seen in quite a long time. Masting is an adaptation that overcomes seed predation. By randomly flooding the market every few years, trees can produce more seeds than all the seed eaters could possibly consume. This is critical, since only one in every 10,000 acorns will ever grow into a tree. As I filled wheelbarrow after wheelbarrow with acorns from my oak that year, I noticed that most of them contain tiny holes. Sporting a long, comical nose, the culprit is the Cyrano de Bergerac of the insect world. It's called an acorn weevil, and its snout is armed with sharp teeth. It drills holes into which an egg is deposited. When the egg hatches, a worm-like larva emerges and begins eating the acorn from within. When the weevil larva exits the acorn, it burrows underground and pupates. A passing mole or shrew might eat these pupae, and in turn, they could be eaten by a hawk, owl, or snake. Warblers, orioles, and other insect-eating birds also relish eating adult weevils. Doug Tallamy, author of the book Bringing Nature Home, posited that the oak family of trees supports an impressive 517 species of butterflies, moths, and skippers. That's not surprising, since many caterpillars, including hair streaks, dusky wings, and metal marks, consume its leaves. As the oak tree grows, it removes enormous amounts of carbon dioxide, a major greenhouse gas, from the atmosphere. It stores this carbon in leaves, wood, roots, and other plant tissue. Carbon dioxide sequestering accelerates in a white oak during its first 120 years before eventually slowing down. Trees also release oxygen, and since this oak grows relatively close to our house, its shade saves us energy and helps us keep cool during the summer. Truth be told, there's another time I noticed the mighty oak. Every fall, it drops thousands of leaves on my lawn. By mulching these leaves, I'm able to add many nutrients to the soil. In addition, caterpillars hide beneath dead leaves during the winter months. Relatives of the oak were used to make the hardwood floors and some of the furniture in my home. The tannin in white oak wood barrels help flavor and color some wines, and oak tannin is used for tanning leather. Native Americans held this tree in high regard, and acorns were an important part of their diet. The largest white oak in the world grew not too far from here in Y Mills, Maryland. It blew down during a thunderstorm in 2002 after growing there for nearly 5 centuries. The quiet serenity of the oak belies the tremendous amount of activity within and around it. I encourage you not to overlook the value of the native plants in your own yards. To find out more about grand oak trees and the phenomenon of masting before fall arrives, visit www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of the Irvine Nature Center, for WYPR, your NPR news station.